We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, what are some of these lessons being learned?
Well, the lessons being learned is that this isn't going away. And for years, we've sort of had this as sort of a one-off phenomenon, and then the governor started talking about it being the new normal. Well, if it is the new normal, then it's going to have to be dealt with, and it's not going to be easy. This is a situation that brings in everything from Wall Street to the environment, to air quality, to where we live, to how we get our utilities. All of that is involved here because we've got, 40 million people in the state of California, and as the governor points out, not necessarily built to handle that many people unless you're going into these fire zones.
Okay, and so here's the thing. We've got, 77 people dead, 11,700 single-family homes wiped off the map by this thing. That's the new number this morning, and it'll go up, I'm sure. And the question then becomes, okay, what do we do differently? Do we rebuild paradise in some special way that it can't be burned again? Or do we give up on it and move everybody somewhere else? And how do we do that?
Well, even if we gave up on it and moved everybody somebody else, there's dozens of paradises out there all across the state. And there's even places closer in suburban areas where brush can go up and has gone up. Stan, immediately we're going to have to deal with some short things. First off is forest management, cleaning out the undergrowth or the trees that could go up. How do you do it? Do you go in there and log it out or do you do controlled burns? Well, people say, well, let's go control burns. And you go, well, take a look at the air today. Are air quality people going to be happy with burns going on around the state? We're going to have a burn season with everybody's wearing masks. The other part is much more immediately is the question of utilities and liability. I mean, last year the legislature passed on cost of the fire. We're going to be wind up paying a good chunk of that in our PG&E rates. Are we going to do it again? Lawmakers aren't signaling whether they want to continue to have it. But we as ratepayers for PG&E, are we going to be held liable? Are bills going to go up as a result of this? So they're going to have to deal with this on the finances and on the forest front. And it's not something that I think a lot of people have been talking about during the campaigns, but like politics and policy, it's not what you're planning, it's what comes through the window. And in this case, what came through the window was a big rock called the forest fires.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.